AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Tigo sits 1.7% from its peak, with only a third of telecom peers in trend. Millicom's weekly trend remains intact after a 17.4% four-week advance, but softer industry breadth and below-average participation keep confirmation from looking emphatic. Research brief. Millicom International Cellular closed at $98.34 for the week ended 17 July, up 1.4% and just 1.7% below its 52-week high of $100.10. The stock remains 30.7% above its weekly trend line and shows positive market dynamics and relative strength, yet volume was only 0.8 times the 13-week average and telecom services breadth remains thin. Key points. 1. Tigo gained 1.4% on the week, taking its 4-week return to 17.4% and its 52-week return to 166.7%. 2. The weekly trend signal is active, with a 78-week active streak and price 30.7% above the $75.22 trend line. 3. Sector and industry context is mixed. Communication services was down 0.25% for the week, while U.S. telecom services fell 1.37% and has only 33.9% trend breadth. 4. Latest volume of 6.5 million shares was 0.8 times the 13-week average, leaving the move short of strong participation confirmation. 5. Risk is elevated by proximity to the high, a 183.8% premium to ShareMaestro fair value, 5.8% recent weekly volatility, and 9 recent reversal markers. Near high close keeps the continuation case alive. Millicom International Cellular, the Luxembourg-based provider of mobile and cable services across Latin America and Africa, finished the latest week at $98.34, up 1.4%. The move was modest in isolation, but it added to a strong short-term run. The stock is up 17.4% over 4 weeks, 17.0% over 12 weeks, 71.7% over 26 weeks, and 166.7% over the past year. The close sits at 97.3% of the 52-week range and only 1.7% below the $100.10 high. ShareMaestro's weekly trend backdrop remains active, with a 78-week active streak and 52 of the past 52 weeks in an active state. Price is 30.7% above the $75.22 trend line, which keeps the weekly structure constructive, while the 183.8% premium to ShareMaestro fair value points to a demanding valuation gap rather than a low expectation setup. Tigo is outperforming a weak telecom services group. The sector and industry backdrop makes Millicom's relative actions stand out. U.S. communication services stocks averaged a 0.25% weekly decline, with only 40.0% trend breadth and 34.0% positive relative strength breadth. The stock ranked in the 68th percentile across the broader U.S. communication services peer set for the week. The industry read is weaker. U.S. telecom services averaged a 1.37% weekly decline, a 0.13% four-week decline, and a 5.71% 12-week loss. Only 33.9% of industry constituents had active trend signals. 23.2% had positive market dynamics, and 26.8% had positive relative strength. Against that, Tigo's 17.4% four-week gain ranks fifth in the 56-stock industry group, behind the sharper Latin America cable moves in Lilac and Lila, but ahead of much of the wider telecom services field. Signals are positive, but participation is not yet forceful. The signal state is constructive without being unanimous. Activity pressure is positive at 0.23, relative strength is positive at 43.55, and next week expectancy is positive at 60.77% for similar historical setup states. The caveat is that activity pressure has cooled by 45.4% over 4 weeks, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy, despite the active trend backdrop. Volume also tempers the message. Latest turnover was 6.5 million shares, below the 13-week average of 8.3 million, for a 0.8x participation ratio. Though still slightly above the 52-week average of 6.1 million, at 1.1x, that is enough to avoid a thin liquidity warning, but not enough to confirm a decisive breakout attempt near the 52-week high. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether Tigo can convert its near-high position into continuation without a deterioration in market dynamics. A push through the $100.10 high would carry more weight if activity pressure improves and volume expands toward a stronger confirmation threshold, while a stall near the high would make the 30.7% distance above the trend line more relevant as a risk gauge. Risk evidence is not one-sided. The 52-week up-down split is favorable, at 34 positive weeks against 18 negative weeks, and the average gain of 4.6% exceeds the average loss of 2.9%. Still, 13-week volatility has risen to 5.8% from a 52-week baseline of 5.0%, and 9 recent reversal markers argue for watching exhaustion risk closely after a large year-long advance. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.